This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. In for Mike today is June and Michelle. I'm not sure what just happened to Michelle.
But yeah. She's got
she's not here at the moment. But and June is waving to some people up there.
Yeah, Mike Fremo is my high school sweetheart.
Oh, brother. Yikes. She was getting a little red in the face.
He always does that to me.
Oh, my Too funny, too funny.
Hurry up. So it's my turn, huh?
It is your turn. Let me just finish my sponsors.
Sure.
Okay, let's do a little shout-out to some sponsors. Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, coming soon, North Conway. You can check them out at integrityfit.com. And Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill. Check them out at puertovallartamgrill.com. Authentic Mexican Mexican recipes at incredible prices. Yikes.
Wow, that was a mouthful.
It was. And it is. It's excellent Mexican.
Oh, it's so, the best.
It is. It definitely is.
Yep.
So it is. June is up next for her weekly. Well, actually, it's going to be going to bi-weekly segment in a couple weeks. But it's June right now, and we're going to talk. Continue our healthy Monday talk.
That's right.
So what do you have on tap for us today?
I have this dish that's called butternut squash lasagna rolls.
Mm.
Doesn't that sound good? It's you take your a 1 pound butternut squash and dice it up. You have salt. You got your lasagna noodles. You cook those as you would, for the recipe. I can't talk today again.
So just cook your lasagna noodles.
Right.
All right.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to take 1/4 cup of shallots and mince them, garlic, salt and pepper, Parmesan cheese, about 2.5 tablespoons, and 10 ounces of the frozen chopped spinach. Cook it, drain it, squeeze it dry, and mix all that up with ricotta cheese, an egg, and some shredded part skim mozzarella cheese, about 3 ounces of it. You mix the ingredients, then you roll you put a little dollop of the spinach on it and roll it up. Put it in your casserole dish and sprinkle it with a little more cheese on top and bake it for 350 for about 14 to 15 minutes.
So is there's not a sauce for the top of it?
No, it's, I know. It sounds like it would be dry, but I don't, they have plenty of cheese on it and it's only 234 calories.
Wow.
For the roll.
So you mix all that ingredients up together.
Yeah.
And then you put like a plop of it on the thing, roll it up.
And then put cheese on top of that and bake it. And there's, 17 grams of protein too, because with us, we all have to have a higher protein in everything we eat. So that was one that I'm going to try this week. And Mondays are tough for me. I'd always like to bring in a meal and I was going to, but I just... My Mondays are crazy. But anyways, I found this other one that reminded me of you two.
Uh-oh.
Because it's spicy.
Oh, okay.
Yum. Yeah, let me find it. Give me 1 second here. Oh, I'm making these tonight. Look at this. Doesn't that look delicious?
That does. Mm. What are those?
It's
turkey meatballs, it looks like.
It's chicken cordon bleu meatballs.
Really?
That's that Skinny Taste cookbook.
It is. Oh. It's all from Skinny Taste.
I have to go get that.
Yeah. And what you do is you take your meatballs, you make up your meatballs, and then you put some ham and Swiss cheese in the ball, and you have a sauce, and you cook it like that.
What is that sauce? I'd like to know.
The sauce is a tablespoon of unsalted butter, flour, 1/4 cup of white wine, chicken broth, 1 cup, 1/2 cup of 1% milk, Dijon mustard, lemon juice, kosher salt and pepper, and fresh parsley.
Oh, that sounds really good.
That isn't bad at all.
No. Yeah. And that one's only, well, it is 300 and 12 calories, but there's 38 grams of protein in that.
Whoa.
Nice.
38. So that's a real good.
What's the serving size? Like
two meatballs.
So you could go with just one.
Yep.
Who's the author of that book, Skinny Taste?
Gina, last name is H-O-M-O-L-K-A.
Homolka.
And you said at Target I can get it, right?
Yep, Homolka. You can. Target, Barnes & Noble's.
Wow. I am going.
Nice. I'm going to Barnes & Noble's. I have a gift card.
Well, it's $30 at Barnes & Noble's. Yeah. It's only $17 at Target.
Oh, well.
Right. So let me try talk a little bit there, girls. I'm looking for that other one that I wanted to share.
I had, we had the sausages that we got at Tuckaway the other night.
Ooh, how did you like them?
Oh my God, that blueberry maple one? You got to be kidding me.
What did you think of the chicken parmesan?
Delicious. I saved one of those. I'm going to have that with, I'm going to make a spaghetti sauce and cut that up and put
it
in the spaghetti.
Didn't it taste just like chicken parmesan?
It's unbelievable.
You take a bite and you're like, oh my gosh.
It's unbelievable. Alicia came over. That's my son's girlfriend, and he was working, so she came over. She was like, oh, my God, that's my favorite one.
Chicken parmesan?
Yeah. She was like, that is delicious.
And then you got the Mediterranean one, I think,
right? That was good, too. Yeah, and I loved them all. And we got the spinach feta.
Yeah. Did you use the blueberry one as the dessert thing?
No, no. We just grilled them all, and I cut them all up so we could have a taste of all of them, all four different ones that I bought.
Could you tell which one was?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, the blueberry one is blue. It's a blue sausage. Wow. It's like almost purple.
You see
purple.
The blueberries all
yeah,
in.
It's almost. But it's not, you know what? I was worried it was going to be overpowering and sweet.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all. Delicious.
Really, really good. Like,
really good.
I love different sausages.
And the good thing about those sausages, they weren't fatty. That's what I loved about it. They were really good.
Yeah,
very good.
That's awesome.
And you could decipher which ones were which.
Oh, absolutely.
Too. I mean, you definitely could.
Yeah, yeah,
you definitely could.
And I.
You know what we went on Saturday? Saturday we went. I wasn't feeling good. I had like a I have an infection, but I'm on antibiotics. I just said infection. Jeez, I'm crow. And so I wasn't too good. Well, anyway, we did get out a little bit. And on Saturday afternoon, you know, Michael Helpley Pierce that does the Untapped, MHP Untapped, he does the beer segment. He brings in some guests. And who was one of you with me when Abel Ebenezer was here? It's a brewery, craft beer. And it's in... it's off of Route 3 in Merrimack. You know, you kind of, we came from the other way. So when you come off, you take a left. But anyway, it's off of Route 3. And it's in like, kind of like in a business section. Like you would never know that this existed.
There's no sign?
There's a sign. Yeah. There is a sign, but not anything, big sign or anything like that. But you pull up in the parking lot and it's like a building. And then it has like garage doors that lift up, and when you walk in the garage door, it's a bar. It's
really
cool.
Cool.
And that's in Merrimack?
We need a girls' night out.
It is so cool. They don't have food.
Oh, all right.
But we could go to Tortilla Flat.
Yeah,
you know, go have a cup. You know, sample some beers.
That
would be
be
something different.
Yeah.
And you know, Michael Helpley Pierce met us there, along with one of his other friends that hosts. Also, you were here when Swift Current was here.
Mm-hmm.
He was here. So he was there, too. And him and I sat together up at the bar. And, you know, they had a sampler, which was five different beers, you know, in the little glass things. And it was so cool because he was, like, telling me all about each beer. And, you know, I'm not a beer drinker. Mm-hmm. I'm really not. But, you know, when you hear, you know, like when we talk to John Carnivale or, you know, sommelier, and you hear about the different wines and stuff, it just is so much better understanding how they are, you know? Well, Daryl and I are actually going to take a home brewing course.
cute.
I just think it'll be just, I just want to know what it's like from start to end. You know, what is the process? Like, what do you do?
The hops are smelly, just telling you, just saying. Smelly process, but it'll be fun.
I think it'll be something kind of fun. So, Abel Ebenezer, it's in Merrimack, right off of Route 3. And I'm sure, you know, you can Google it and find it, but it just a little gem. I mean,
were there any that
beautiful.
You liked more than others?
I love the Auburn. It was called Auburn.
Nice.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah, because we had a really good beer at Tuckaway. Strawberry beer.
Oh,
June.
Was
it good?
I've been craving it. I want to go back and get another one.
Told them about it. They Strawberry asked me beer. The name, and I didn't know
remember.
The name.
I know. We have to go back. That's why. We have to go back and write it down.
It was really
so good.
Good.
I know. I want to try it. Oh, I was trying to like get Dennis light. To go there Friday, so but good. He was like, no, I don't want to travel.
Perfect beer for the
it's
summer.
It's really not
it's
far
so
at all.
So good.
You get in the car and boom, you're right there.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, you know.
The old road to the beach. Really, yeah. That's where it is.
That's true. That is true. So do you have something else?
I do. I got this recipe called Banging Good Shrimp.
Oh, we had that. Banger Shrimp. Banger Shrimp is
we
what
had
we
that
had.
At Tuckaway.
Yeah. Oh.
Something. Well, this is Banging Good Shrimp. It's got...
Bang the shrimp.
There you go. It has 5 tablespoons of light mayonnaise, 3 tablespoons of Thai sweet chili sauce, 1 to 2 teaspoons of sriracha.
Ooh,
nice.
1 pound of shell deveined large shrimp, cornstarch, canola oil, 3 cups of shredded iceberg lettuce, and red cabbage, and cilantro leaves, and scallions. Mm. So in the bowl, you'll combine the mayonnaise, the chili sauce, and the sriracha. Then you toss your shrimp.
Toss your shrimp.
It's
all right, June.
Toss the shrimp with the cornstarch, mixing well with your hands, and then heat up the skillet on high and drop the shrimp in and just for like 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes. Transfer the shrimp to the bowl of the sauce, toss well, and serve it over the lettuce and cabbage.
Sounds
And
good.
Scallions.
That sounds really good.
That was amazing.
I thought you two would like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
like it hot.
You know, when you said mayonnaise, I'm like, mm-hmm. Mayonnaise is not
right.
good for you, but why couldn't we use?
Well, the light.
But you know what? Why couldn't we use yogurt?
Yeah.
You probably could.
Yeah.
You know, just substitute it for yogurt.
Right. And even with the recipe the way it is, it's only 215 calories for 2/3 of a cup of the shrimp salad. So that's what they're calling it, is the shrimp salad. So that's not bad.
Because really,
and there's 24 grams of protein.
The only thing that's high in there, really, I think, is the mayonnaise.
And if you use the light mayonnaise, you know, that's even better. So
it is. It definitely is. Yes.
Yeah.
I see with that, because there's so many ingredients in it. I think I would go ahead and do
the
yogurt, and I don't think that you'd really be able to tell.
You probably wouldn't.
You know?
No, you probably wouldn't.
With that kind of a recipe.
But it even looks really good, too.
Ooh. I just got a bottle of, speaking of yogurt, spice, tzatziki spice, that to make tzatziki sauce.
Yeah.
With the yogurt, and it has all the ingredients. It's a spice that they put to make the tzatziki sauce.
Really?
Yeah, I found it at Hannaford. Mm.
That's cool.
I know. I can't wait to try it. Mm. Yeah.
So like dry?
Yep. It's all dried spices. It's called tzatziki spice, and you cucumbers, yogurt, and you put some in. Oh my God, I can't wait to try it.
Mm. See, that's good for like a snack, you know, just sit there, you know, when I would
or
have
instead
my
of mayonnaise,
tomatoes or, yeah, definitely.
You know, on a salad or on a, a sandwich or
I'll use my guacamole on my sandwiches a lot of times.
Yes, that's
the hummus.
She does that upstairs.
Yeah, and the hummus. Yep. That's what I do when I make myself a...
See, it's all in the mind.
It is.
Mindset,
it's all in the mindset.
And change it around and there's delicious other things out there.
Oh, God.
Substitutes, for sure.
And there's so many books on healthy cooking.
Yeah.
And this book is really great. I just love at the beginning, she talks about mindset.
Yeah.
She talks about all kinds of things like that, how to get your whole family healthy.
Yeah.
And it's really a great, great cookbook.
Yeah, I got to go get that cookbook. Mm.
I know you said last week you were going
to. Well, you know what? I had to go to Sam's Club. And you know how Sam's Club has a great book section? I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're going to have it.
They didn't have it.
No, I checked.
Yeah. But, you know, she even has, like, dump the junk, tells you how to get rid of all the junk in your closet, and fall in love with the real food.
Yep.
No artificial, you know, anything you can't pronounce, I don't eat anymore.
Right.
I just don't. I go healthy. Organic. It's just the way we do it now.
Yep.
All right. Before we get our next guest on, it is our biweekly regular segment. Susan Osborne of B Image Consulting is going to be joining us. You can check her out on the web at beimageconsulting.com, and that is a beimageconsulting.com. But before we get her on, I love meatballs.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yep.
it is Healthy Monday, so we're just going to pretend it's Tuesday. although, you know what? I didn't look at the recipe, but, you know, the best meatball you've never made. Move over bacon. There's a new brunch meat. Maple glazed breakfast meatballs. Look at the picture.
Sounds amazing.
Oh, wow.
Don't those look ridiculous?
They look really good.
Breakfast meatballs. So what's in it?
I really like meatballs.
Me too.
Okay, ground pork, chopped apple. I used Pink Ladies for this recipe, but a Honeycrisp or another sweet tart apple will work just well. Chopped fresh sage, whole wheat breadcrumbs, crushed fennel seed, chopped salad, egg, salt, and pepper.
Yum.
Right?
Yeah.
So you put all that together. I want to know just before serving. Okay, there's a glaze that you make. So then you make the glaze. It's just three ingredients: apple butter, maple syrup, and Dijon mustard.
Ooh, oops.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. How could you... Apple butter.
Well,
see, the maple syrup and the Dijon mustard is not... Those are okay.
Those are fine.
You could use the applesauce.
Yeah, applesauce.
With unsweetened applesauce, plain unsweetened.
Right. You know what?
I wonder how that would be. Yep. Yeah.
Some applesauce, maple syrup, and Dijon mustard. Sweet, savory combo, perfection. So after you cook them, then you top them with the sauce. And voila.
And that's breakfast.
And that is a breakfast.
Of champions.
Breakfast meatball sausage.
Sounds
good. Sounds kind of good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. It is a Monday. Isn't it like a dreary Monday?
Kind of.
But, you know, when I came in, it was the sun was starting to come out.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, so it might be sunny.
It was getting a little muggy out there.
No, I can tell when it's out. It's definitely not out right now because it does get sunny in here, believe it or not. But you are listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be in studio with Susan Osborne of B Image Consulting. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And for Mike today is June and Michelle. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming on for me and helping me out. Both of you have helped me out the last 2 weeks because Mike's going to be on vacation for a total of 2 weeks. Do you believe that?
We're just a little jealous. That's
just,
all.
Just wait till he gets back.
Yeah.
He's going to pay.
I hope he doesn't have a tan.
Then you're going to go.
I'm just going to take a day here and a day there.
Yeah.
Daryl and I go away at Christmas, so I'll make sure I put in my time for that right now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
I did book it this morning, too, so we're all set. But anyway, without any further ado, let's welcome on Susan Osborne. Susan of B Image Consulting. You can check her out on the web at bimageconsulting.com, and that's a B-E, imageconsulting.com.
Thank you.
Consulting.com. You know, that is one thing. That is one of my pet peeves. You know, when you're saying websites, like I always say, squish together, or, you know, just so that you know, that the listeners understand what you're saying, you know, because when I was first introduced to you, I didn't do it that way. See, I have it even capitalized right here.
Oh,
B-E,
yeah.
Capital B.
You just had like the letter B?
I just had the letter B.
Yeah.
And then I did B-E-E.
Right. Like a bumblebee.
You know, I'm like, what the heck?
That is an idea. I could use a bumblebee as my icon, my logo. Right?
That would be so cute. You can have like a little, you know, with a little.
You know, I guess in hindsight, right, probably not the best name because it is confusing that way. But it really symbolized to me to be present and to be yourself and to be okay with being yourself. Just to be. Mm-hmm. And so that's how it came to be.
Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom.
That's how it came to be. B-E.
Oh, boy. So I got trampled on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Today?
Today, when I was paying my meter.
How?
Somebody was texting and while walking. Then we need a law for that now too, apparently.
No kidding.
So, yeah, I just dug out my Bluetooth thing today in preparation for July 1st.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're actually here to talk about sunglasses. Although you don't really need them today, and you certainly didn't need them yesterday.
Wasn't yesterday awful? Really? 55 degrees.
Mm-hmm. I know.
The end of June.
Saturday night was cold.
Yeah. Ugh. I know. By the fire, we had like sweatshirts on and, you know, blanket. And it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm, but anyway,
yeah. Sunglasses. So sunglasses. So sometimes clients will ask me, and this applies to eyeglasses as well. What we're going to talk about is the shape and what shape looks best on certain face shapes and facial features. And so I don't know, I just thought that would be interesting to talk about. It's going to be interesting to actually describe and not and use my words and not show pictures, but that's okay. We can do it. So the very first thing is identifying the face shape, right? So you know what shape sunglasses look best on you. And do you know what your face shape is? Yeah, no. A lot of people do know.
I'm oval.
Okay. So a lot of people don't know. And so there's a little trick to actually find out. You need to be in front of a mirror, and you need an erasable marker. And you're going to tie your hair back, right? So no bangs showing. And you are going to outline in the mirror your face. The shape of your face.
Really?
Yeah. It's like magic. Because when you step away from it, you'll then look at the outline that you made with the marker on the mirror, and it will instantly say, it'll instantly tell you, yes, round or heart-shaped or square, oval.
Wow, I can't wait to do it.
What's yours?
I have an oval face.
Yeah. Someone told me. I've never done it.
Can you see tell by just looking at?
I usually can. So Carol, I think Carol has round. Yeah, Carol's got some like dynamic cheekbones.
Yeah, she's round too.
And I'm looking at June. Let's see. Yeah, I think more on the round.
Or the heart.
No, definitely not heart.
It's either
round or oval. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, so once you figure out what fake, because don't you, we all are looking, right? You go in the store and you try on how many sunglasses to decide which ones. So, you know, wouldn't it be great just to like sort of pick out the sunglasses that you know you should be looking for and then just try those on instead of trying on like all the 100 styles that they have, trying to decide which looks the best.
I always try on the ones that look horrible because I want to wear those, but they look horrible on me.
Yeah. Well, we're always drawn to things that we can't
pull off. I know.
Things
we can't have.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there's heart. So what the heart is a larger forehead, narrower chin, right? And then there's round. That's pretty self-explanatory. Oval and square. So square is just stronger chin line. That's basically what that means, okay? So I want to walk you through. Let's look at the square. So if you have a square face shape, and usually with a square face shape, you also have angular features to your face too. So I have strong angular features to my face, but my face is oval. But with the square face, you want to look for glasses that are more rounded in nature. So like a curved frame, right? Nothing too rectangle or square, because you're trying to sort of do the opposite of what your facial feature is. So if your facial feature is square, you have lines, you're going to be looking for something that's more rounded, right? And it helps to soften the face, right? You want to keep your proportion right with your face shape as well. So like larger face, larger frame, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically anything that, you know, mimics the face is usually calling more attention to the face shape, right? So let's look at round the worst type of sunglasses for square would be frames that extend past the widest part of the face. And
wouldn't that be for any?
Well,
some people look really good in big, huge sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much for any. I mean, I would say as a general rule, it always looks best when they're somewhat in proportion.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. So So if you have a round face, Carol, aviators look good. Do you ever try aviators?
I don't.
Yeah. There are certain kind of aviators tend to be wider at the top and kind of taper down. They're almost triangle-ish, right? Real aviators. But there are other aviator styles that are, you know, that have more of a rounded kind of frame. But actually, Carol, you'd be looking for what if we're going to do the opposite?
Square.
So do angular sunglasses typically look best on you?
Do you mean square?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Wayfarers? Wayfarers would look beautiful on you.
Yeah. I do tend to wear square.
Awesome.
No round.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. What about color?
Oh, you just want to stay in your temperature, right? So you're cool. So anything blue, a dark red, a purple, silver, right? Silver is going to be your complementary metal because you're cool. Colors with blue undertones look good on you.
Okay.
Not necessarily gold, but, you know, you could play around with it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So anything that's round is going to mimic the roundness of your face.
Right.
Yeah. Have you noticed that when you try glasses on?
I don't wear round, nope. And I'm not even attracted to try a round pair of glasses.
Perfect.
On,
so. You just you just know when you're gravitating to what works best on you. Good. Okay. Heart-shaped. So heart-shaped, wider forehead, narrower chin, typically cat's eye looks great on a heart shape. So here is where you actually do want to mimic. You want your sunglass shape to mimic your face shape. So, you know, you just want to keep in mind your proportion, right? If you have a small face with delicate features, you don't want to choose large, heavy frames, right? An example of that would be like the Olsen twins. Right.
Oh, so they always wear those round ones. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Picturing
it's
them
a perfect
and that's what
example of like
wear.
What not to do. And they end up sort of looking bug eyed.
Yeah.
Right. Because they have the wrong face shape for like those gigantic glasses that they're wearing. So you want to mimic. Right. You don't want that contrast. And so you want it wider, you know, wider at the top, narrower at the bottom. And then there's the oval. So what do you think the oval?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
The shape.
Square.
Rectangular.
Anything. The oval can pretty much do anything, right? So like a retro square is going to look great. An aviator is going to look great. Oversized, round, square, doesn't matter.
Lucky
it's all good. I know. See, you have options.
Yeah, I don't like, I've tried on a lot of glasses that I love that I don't like what they look on, how they look on me.
Yeah. So I just want to give you some examples of, you know, for heart shape, a retro square, cat's eye, like a sport kind of sunglass will look great. For a round, again, a retro square, square, just anything with strong angles to it. And then for a square face, you're going to look for round. So like John Lennon round, bug eye round, a slightly rounded aviator that isn't too triangle-ish, and the shield kind of sunglasses look great on a square face as
interesting.
Well.
Interesting. Do you have a sunglass fetish?
Well, you know, I kind of do. I mean, I definitely have more than one pair.
I know, me too.
Because it's it's like a mood thing for me.
Me too.
And
I have them in all different colors. And
it kind of depends on what I'm wearing too.
Totally.
Right?
Hello.
There would be a lot of people that would be like, what? they're going to buy like their one pair of sunglasses and call it a day and be fine with that. And that's great to do that. It's just, you know, sunglasses can be expensive, right? So you just want to find a pair that you're really happy with and that is proportion with your face shape and, you know, your facial features as well. So it looks good. So how many pairs of sunglasses do you have?
A lot.
A few.
She has a lot.
Probably 7 or 8.
And so tell me, like, so my, most of mine are in the car.
I have a spot in the mudroom as I walk out. They're kind of in this shelf thing. So I just kind of look and I pick the color and put them on and they just kind of go in and out of there.
Great.
So
I love that idea.
Yeah.
And right then you just mudroom. Put it back in the
Pretty
mudroom.
Much. Where, I mean, right now right. I do have a pair in the car, which I usually don't because I usually like to have them there so that I have them all and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Today would be pink. I have a pink pair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're prescription, too.
Oh, they are?
They are.
That's great. That's great that they're prescription.
And they're pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm the one glass girl.
One glass girl.
Oh, yeah.
So some clients will ask about glasses in general, like, you know, eyeglasses. And the same rule kind of applies in terms of the shape of them. But you're really looking more at your facial features. So if your facial features are more rounded, say, like your eyes are rounded, you know, rounded nose, rounded cheeks, round, you know, full rounded lips, your chin area is rounded. Round eyeglasses are not going to look good. You want something more square.
You think I have a sunglass fetish? I have an eyeglass fetish. Yeah. It's worse than the sunglasses.
I love you.
It's not funny.
They are all
That should be her middle place. Name, fetish.
And they're all different prescriptions. It's fun. Wow. I know. Susan's looking at me with her mouth open like, We need to go on a break. We need to take a break. You're listening to Food for Thought. We have Susan Osborne of B Image Consulting in talking about fashion and style. And we're talking about sunglasses and eyeglasses and what is right for your face shape and all. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And for Mike, today is June and Michelle, and it is Healthy Monday. We had a great talk with Rocco, and June had some nice healthy recipes. And now we are in studio with Susan Osborne of B Image Consulting. And we're talking about shape of your face and what correct glasses you should be wearing for your shape face.
And I'm wearing the wrong one. That's my life story.
Stop.
I didn't say they were wrong. I just said, June, try Michelle's eyeglasses on.
And hers are square.
Yeah, so June is a perfect example of someone with rounded facial, although her face shape is kind of on the ovalish side, maybe a little round, but her facial features, like the sockets of her eyes, right. her eyebrows, her nose, chin. Her cheeks,
my chin,
everything is like right. kind of curved, you know, mm-hmm. and circular.
Just like my body.
Curved is good.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And I embrace my curves.
And so June right now is wearing very round eyeglasses. Yeah.
And I have to change them to square.
Yeah. Well, you said you owned a pair of square.
I do.
Yeah. And so do you notice a difference at all when you put the square on versus the round?
They're put away. So when I lose these, I'd have those as a backup.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't really wear them often, but yeah. I guess I'll try.
You know what I think? I think that when, you know, someone goes, you know, like Michelle, you just said before, I don't remember exactly what you said, but when you were talking about, you know, you tried this kind on and you didn't like them or yeah. whatever shape we were talking about at the time. I really think it's important when you're buying something like that you have somebody else with you.
And not your husband, because he's
And not
sure
your husband. I
was going to say, it's always my husband.
Yeah, they're just looking to, you know, get you out of the store quick.
Well, exactly.
He's pretty good, actually.
And they're probably looking at the price. And,
yes.
you know.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's really important, because then you get, like, another opinion.
You're
you know, and you really,
because right.
I put on stuff, you know, when I go shopping with someone, stuff that I would not normally try, I'm like, you're crazy. I'm not trying that. But then you try it and you're like, wow, yeah. I like that.
Carol
you
does
know?
That to me all the time.
I do that to June yeah. all the time. all does. The time I do. I'm like, put that on.
Like,
and she's
no.
like, no.
No way.
I'm like, put it on. And she does.
And then you love it? Sometimes.
We've had, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes then, it's okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I would say most of the time it is.
So what's my recommendation? Because you're going to make one on me, too. I know you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Michelle, right? And Michelle, you said you thought... What
Someone
kind of
told
face-shaped?
Me I had an oval face.
Oval, yeah. Yeah. And you're...
I don't think it is.
You know, it is oval, but I'm going to tell you something. It's a little bit on... It's narrow. That's what it is, right? And so your glasses that you have on right now, she has like a burgundy rectangular. Rim on the top and rimless on the bottom. And what I recommend for that is actually like flipping it or having a full rimmed glass, right?
So because full color.
Full color all the way around, right? Not doing rimless. Because the area where, so like the bottom of your eye or, you know, like where your glass lens would end, all the way down to your chin is you, I call it face space, you know, or face real estate. Like you can afford to have color on your glasses all the way around, whereas some people can't. So some people who's like the distance between like their eye socket to their chin is shorter than rimless is definitely the way to go, at least on the bottom.
So I can
yeah,
definitely.
You absolutely can.
You know, these were really different because I did like another pair that was all black all the way around. They were similar to this, but they were black all the way around. And then I saw a pair that was similar to yours with the purple. I don't know if it was exactly, and I liked those too. But of course, that was after I had already bought these, and I was going with Brian to pick out glasses for him. And now I'm, you know, trying stuff on for me, and like, yeah, I like those too. So
right, were any of them the glasses that you have on right now are metal, right? So
right.
Were any of the glasses that you tried plastic?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Plastic, so metal, a little bit more of a conservative look or
yeah.
executive look. Plastic, way fun, just
yeah.
creative. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Carol's like, yes, that's me.
When I go into eVision, they're like, I got a pair for you.
Where's that? Where's that place?
On Elm and Lowell.
Oh.
Or Lens Crafters, they know me there, too. But
yeah.
I've been going here more because they're a little less expensive, I think. But, yeah, they know me.
And they treat you right, yeah. Most places that are, you know, the sunglass places or eyeglass places, they have at least one person in there that, you know, that works there that can make some good recommendations. Because
yeah.
they can look at you very objectively, whereas most
right.
of us can't. We can't look in the mirror objectively.
Right.
That's why I think, so, you know, you should have somebody with you when you're making a purchase like
yeah.
that. Because that's a pretty major purchase. And, you know, you need someone to... See, and now we know what shape face we have and what we should be wearing.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've gone countless times with clients to, you know, pick out frames. Well, the thing is that frames can be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so often, you know, for a lot of people, it's an investment just to have one pair.
Yeah.
And you just want to get it right, you know, and you want to pick it in the right color and all that. So.
Okay, so what are you doing next week? No.
I would love to help you. I would love to help you. Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. What else do I have to say about sunglasses? I don't know. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about, like polarized versus not. Yeah, because it's sort of like a pocketbook in a way, right? Did I just say pocketbook online on
you
air
did.
Here? Okay.
I have a
handbag.
Lot of
yeah,
she does.
Purse.
My 25-year-old niece
shoes.
Says handbag.
Yeah.
There are just some things I can't let go. It's like the function of the eyeglass, right? So not only does the eyeglass need to look good, but when you're looking through them, it's like, okay, well, do I want to look at everything rose color or blue or amber? How do you guys feel about that? Are you choosy? I know I'm very choosy about that.
I am, and it has to be just regular... Like, you know, black or no colors.
No color.
Yeah, I don't
colors.
Like colors
no
either.
Tinted. Yeah.
Not tinted.
Oh, you know what's in right now is the mirrored sunglasses. What do you guys think about those?
You mean like when I'm looking at you, I see a mirror.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you can look at yourself.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Depends on who's wearing them.
Hi, Daryl.
That's the boyfriend.
Boyfriend's here.
Oh. Looks like he just got back from the gym.
No work.
Work.
Yeah. Oh.
He had a short day.
Yeah, so there's polarized, right, which is I highly recommend because that has, it's, you know, protecting your eyes from the sun, right? And you can often see better, you know, clearer through them.
Polarized.
Polarized, mm-hmm. Yeah. So typically more expensive, but worth their weight, yes, I think.
Right.
You know, sometimes I always see, like, in magazines that the traditional, like, say, Ray-Ban Wayfarer glasses looks great on everyone. I'm just here to say that they don't. They don't look great on everyone. I guess I'm going to end on that. They don't look great. They have a harsh line on the top, and they're rounded on the bottom. And...
You know, I think that Ray-Bans had its day.
Yeah.
I think. You know, I mean, I used to wear Ray-Bans when they first came out, you know, but I don't know. I really don't care for them.
Right. They're like the Converse sneaker.
Yeah.
Like they're trying hard.
Although I like Converse, too.
Yeah.
Susan, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For coming on. We always learn something. And June and Michelle, thank you very much for coming on and hosting. And we will see everybody tomorrow. Up next is Kale and Company. So we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We'll